She considered his profile from the corner of her eye. His pleasure at returning home was obvious, and she saw his eyes eagerly searching the colorful mob crowding the wharf. The wharf's timbers had been covered in rich, thick carpets, carpets, she realized, of Chisholmian blue, and wondered where Caleb had found enough of them. Banners of both kingdoms popped and snapped in the breeze, and the honor guards were drawn up in perfect order. Yet Grey Harbor's expression made it obvious that he cared nothing for all that pomp and circumstance. His eyes were looking for someone, one specific someone, and she saw them narrow as he found what he sought.
"There, Your Majesty," he said quietly, although, given the tumultuous cheers echoing from the shore, it was unlikely anyone more than 3 feet away could have heard him, even if he'd shouted.
His right hand moved very slightly, the gesture almost more imagined than seen.
"To the left of the royal standard," he added, and Charlian felt herself color ever so slightly as she followed his directions.
"Was it truly that obvious, my lord?"
"Probably not, Your Majesty." The Earl turned his head and smiled at her. "On the other hand, I have a daughter of my own."
"I will not be a nervous maiden," she told him, putting her earlier thoughts into words, and saw Myra's lips twitching in an almost smile as Grey Harbor chuckled.
"If Your Majesty will permit me to point this out, that's a little silly of you. You're still very young, you know. Older than Caleb, true, but still young. All the world has had ample opportunity to learn that, young or not, both of you are formidable rulers. But just this once, Your Majesty. Remember, your throne has already robbed you of countless pleasures less nobly born young women and men are allowed to enjoy. Enjoy this one. All matters of state aside, however true all of the arguments I've used pursuing my responsibility to persuade you of the statecraft and wisdom of making this decision, I assure you that the young man waiting for you over there is a very good young man. He'll make you happy, if any man can, and I'll promise that you'll never have to doubt his honor or feel ashamed of any decision he may make."
"God grant you're right, my lord," she said quietly, sincerely.
"I believe he will," he replied. "Of course I'm prejudiced. I'd be a poor first counselor if I weren't, I suppose. But I've watched Caleb grow up, Your Majesty. I had the privilege of knowing both his father and his mother, of seeing the sort of marriage they had, and taught him to desire."
Charlian nodded, but her eyes were on the figure Grey Harbor had discreetly pointed out to her. They were still too far away for her to make out any details, but she could see he was taller than almost any of the men standing around him. Indeed, she observed with a certain satisfaction, only the black and gold-clad guardsman standing alertly at his back seemed to be taller. She saw the chain Carisian custom used in place of her own presence crown glittering about his neck in gold and green fire, and felt a distinct sense of relief that Caleb had foregone court regalia. She'd expected that, but as they'd approached the harbor and she'd found herself looking for things to worry about, it had occurred to her that she might have been wrong. After all, whatever could go wrong usually did, and the last thing she needed would have been to appear underdressed beside her prospective groom, and the worst thing would have been to appear overdressed.
"Will you stop this nattering?" she scolded herself. "Even if Grey Harbor's right, you're still a queen. You still have responsibilities, appearances to maintain. Besides, he can't possibly be as good-looking as that painting."
Despite herself, a gurgle of laughter escaped her as she finally permitted herself to think the ridiculous thought. Of all the stupid, silly things she could be worrying about in a moment like this, that had to be the most empty-headed, fluttery, useless one of all. Which didn't make it go away. Grey Harbor glanced sideways at her when she laughed, and she shook her head with a smile. It would never do for her to explain her amusement to him, even if he did have a daughter of his own. oddly enough, the laughter seemed to have helped. Or perhaps it was simply that she'd finally allowed herself to admit that even a reigning queen could nurse at least a few romantic fantasies. "But I bet he really isn't as cute as his painting."